May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. We have come to Advent, that season of the church year that is perhaps the most countercultural, and because of that, the most difficult to observe. For Advent, as you know, is the period of 4 weeks and a few days before Christmas, 4 Sundays, and then however many days are left in that week before Christmas Eve. And in this time, while the church invites us to slow down and prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ, the world around us is speeding on almost out of control. From Black Friday to Cyber Monday, and the message everywhere is, better hurry up, you're going to miss something. Only 5 more hours for this incredible deal, only 25 more shopping days until Christmas. Advent then comes to us as a great gift for our spiritual lives. Through the wisdom of those who came before us in our tradition, we are given these 4 weeks to prepare. And in order to prepare our hearts, we have to take time out of our daily routines. We have to be intentional. We need a daily prayer practice. We need silence. We need time to be reflective. You will notice that our liturgy during Advent is spare yet deep. We don't jump ahead into the red and green of Christmas as the rest of the culture has done even before Thanksgiving. We keep to the Advent readings and prayers, the Advent music, the blue of Advent, all the way through the last Sunday of Advent. And in our readings and sermons this Advent, we will be exploring some of the classic Advent themes, staying awake, waiting, compassion, voluntary simplicity. All of the great spiritual traditions, including our own, tell us that before we can make much progress in our spiritual lives, we have to wake up. But we can't wake up until we realize that we are usually asleep. Of course, that doesn't mean literally, but it is human nature for us to run our lives on autopilot, whatever that autopilot is for us. So in order to wake up our spiritual life, we have to first acknowledge that we live much of our lives in a state of autopilot, a state of being asleep to our true selves and to God. Listen to the words from today's gospel. Jesus said, "Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This passage we have today from Luke is one that is called, it's part of the apocalyptic literature in the Bible, speaking of the end times. And throughout the history of Christianity, this passage has been interpreted in many ways. Some interpret it as a literal description of the end of the world, and in doing so have predicted the exact date of the end of the world many, many times over the past thousands of years. Some have interpreted it more as a metaphorical description of personal and or communal chaos and distress, and as a guide for spiritual practice. Jesus says, "Now when you see these things taking place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." In the midst, even in the midst of chaos and distress, Jesus says, stand up and raise your heads. No matter what is going on around you or inside of you, you are not alone. Your God is drawing near. It is difficult to be alert to God, Jesus tells us, when you are consumed with worries or with things that are not essential. The great Christian writer and apologist C.S. Lewis wrote these words: "We may ignore, but we can nowhere evade the presence of God. The world is crowded with God. God walks everywhere incognito, and the incognito is not always hard to penetrate. The real labor is to remember, to attend, in fact, to come awake, still more, to remain awake." Remember, attend, come awake, remain awake. That is a good prescription for our spiritual work during Advent. And all of you have made a good first step in this Advent by coming today to worship. Because in order for each of us to shift out of our own autopilot, we have to stop, intentionally stop. And our Advent liturgy offers us a place to stop together, to pray and sing together, to be silent together, so that we may better listen to that still small voice of God. So, on behalf of the church, I invite you to continue or to take on a daily prayer practice this Advent. Join us here for evening prayer if you can, Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. in our chapel. Or pray that service at home, or another one of the services from the prayer book. I'll be glad to talk to anyone if they need help in starting a daily practice. And then find ways in your daily routine to stop, remember God, and attend to whatever it is that is calling you in that moment. Remember, attend, come awake, remain awake. And finally, I invite you to be truly countercultural and to slow down in Advent. I know it may sound counterintuitive, but if you are able to slow down and attend to your own being and to those around you, while others may be spinning out of control, going faster and faster in this season of excesses, if you are able to slow down intentionally and attend, you can find your center in God. And instead of panicking, as I think most of us do at least once or twice during this most busy of seasons, instead of panicking because of all that has to be done, try slowing down and doing whatever it is you are doing in that moment with focus and intention. You may be doing less, but you will be doing it with more of you. If you have 200 Christmas cards to send, each one can become a prayer when done in love. Christmas cookies can be made with love and prayers for those who will consume them. You get the idea. With intention, attention, and focus, your work can be done prayerfully as a prayer, as an offering. Try to focus on being instead of doing this Advent. And when you have to do, as most of us have to do way too much, try to stop and do with intention and focus so that you are offering more of yourself. Remember, attend to God. Come awake. Remain awake. Blessed Advent.